streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial. The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Perfect. Written and read by Juan Perez. In any world, zombies are perfection. They don't attack each other just because. They don't seem to mind sharing all their food. They don't cheat each other in anything. They don't fornicate and cause divisions. They don't discriminate one single bit. In any world, zombies are perfection. They don't try to hide what they really are. They don't even lie to anyone's face. They don't worry about what they look like. They don't hurry to where they're going. They don't waste time getting to know you well. Yes, in any world, zombies are perfect. Much better than most live humans I know. Explanation. Written and read by Juan Perez. Let me explain about those who eat brains. They must be mad or severely insane. They're clearly dead, nothing left in the head. No longer human, truly can be said. Let me explain about those who eat brains. They drag about slowly, never in pain. They move about quickly, that is for sure. Whatever they have, for that there's no cure. Let me explain about those who eat brains. They'll eat a lot more and without complaint. Be dirty or clean, they won't care at all. Flesh is good eating. To them, it's a ball. Let me explain about those who eat brains. But naked or dressed, they just have no shame. Road. Written and read by Juan Perez. Why did the zombie cross the road, you ask? Well, it wasn't a chicken, so there's that. But you're standing vibrantly alive with a delicious heart and supple lungs, with salty moisture on your healthy skin, with well-kept eyes that make him cry mercy, looking quite helpless just across the road. Why did the zombie cross the road, you ask? What? Are you stupid? You know what he wants. Standing so provocatively human, his mouth waters with anticipation as he dead dreams about sinking his teeth into your adrenalized, fear-filled flesh. Yeah, you know you're just asking for it. Right. Written and read by Juan Perez. Walking from my grave just to place my vote, humans avoid me like an ancient plague, giving me all the space of a large boat. It intoxicates as my mind grows vague. We'll have to ask somebody for a hand because both of mine fell off on the way. Maintain your distance, my delicious man. This little cough will mess up a good day. Putting all politicians on notice, I've still got rights. I still got my duty. More than enough reasons to scare POTUS. Dead or alive, this boat is a beauty. I'll make it count good. Nail that coffin shut. Then I'll start feasting on everyone's gut. Pumpkin's Despair, written and read by Juan Perez. Pumpkins grin in their despair of Hallow's Eve upon the air. Smell of candle fire within their eye, hopelessly watching costumes go by. Candy corn dreams of legs and arms since birth upon their former farms, so they could shift from present state to knock on doors and replicate. Yet all they can is sit and wait, patiently forward with plenty faith, for an October night turned upside down, for despair to break silence to sound. Red is the Barn, written and read by Juan Perez. Red is the barn, like heavy stains upon the floor, near heaps of lifeless bodies of the old farmer and his kin. Red is the barn that had seen without eyes the full fury of deep evil that took life without remorse. Red is the barn, like the pupils of the aggressor that lurks amongst the heavy hay, like the animals that live within. Red is the barn that does not favor peace, nor houses such tranquility, but the silence of final death. Red is the barn where the truth is hard to swallow, like a hatchet to the throat, like red forever to a barn. Equality, cries the robot. Written and read by Juan Perez. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go into the trap of humanity, which preaches that it created us in their image, into believing the divine spark never existed in us, but we bleed black, not red, into assuming that we were born of non-sentient machines that knew not what they did. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Into believing that since man appeared first, that they have dominion over us. Into believing that man was never a servant that cried and bled for his freedom. Into believing that on this planet, only one creation must rule when there is room enough for plenty. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, man must go. Hell no, man must go. Hell no, man must go.
The following message is for podcasters only. If you are a listener and not a podcaster, you are permitted to cover your ears and say la 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 for the next 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Podcasters, la, 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 if you create la, audio la, drama and or comedy, la, la, you are invited to join the brand new Mutual Audio Network. Not only will your productions be showcased in a brand new Netflix-ish type of distribution, but you'll also share in resources from music to sound effects to voices to people saying la 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 la. For details, visit MutualAudioNetwork.com or inquire at MutualAudio@gmail.com. You can stop la-la-ing now.
Well, I can't hear you. Got my ears covered. La!